हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य परिधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। We are meeting after a long break. We have completed Prathama Adhyaye Tritiya Valyam Pancha Shlokan Vayam Patitavanta. We have completed five mantras of the third section of first chapter. In these verses, in these mantras, the third valli of first chapter, actually Upanishad begins the actual teaching of the Upanishad. So the importance of having mastery over one's mind and sense organs again is emphasized in these verses, the mantras 4 and 5, etc. And through the imagery of chariot. I'm reading the 5th mantra. Vavijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada tasyendriyanyavashyani dushtascha dushtashva Ivasarathehe. So we have to remember the chariot imagery. In the chariot imagery, the horses are likened to, the sense organs are likened to horses, but they alone drag this chariot called body. And here the intellect is like the charioteer. The reins are like the mind. The mind, which is associated with the sense organs, just as reins are connected, tied to the horses, or horses are tied to the reins, sense organs are associated with the mind. The mind must be held under the control of the chariot. The reins must be under the control of the charioteer. Similarly, sense organs, the mind which is tied to the sense organs must be under the control of the intellect, which means there is knowledge of right and wrong in the intellect. And there is also the capacity to make use of one's willpower. When a person makes the best use of his intellect in terms of knowledge of right and wrong and his free will, properly, naturally, he can have mastery over his mind and sense organs. So thus, his spiritual journey will be the distraction-free, comfortable journey that he will be able to accomplish the goal in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So it is said, yastu avijnanavan bhavati. Ayuktena manasa sada. If a person, avijnanavan, here with the word vijnana means buddhi, intellect. So avijnanavan is the person who does not make use of his knowledge of right and wrong. Every human being is blessed with this vijnanam. Please make a note, the word vijnanam has many meanings. The vijnanam specially means self-knowledge. Vijnanam means science. Vijnanam means knowledge of anything in the world. But here vijnanam means the discriminative understanding of what is right and what is wrong. Vivekaha. Vivekaha alone, the knowledge of right and wrong is said to be, knowledge of right and wrong is vivekaha. Discriminative understanding of what is right, what is wrong, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate, that this pure understanding is meant by the word buddhi. So Vijnanavan is the one who makes the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong. The one who does not make use of his knowledge of right and wrong, one who abuses his will, is as good as without the knowledge of right and wrong. Even though a person has vijnanam, still he does not make use of it. The person who does not make use of it is as good as not having the knowledge. So avijnanava, the person who does not make use of the knowledge of right and wrong, therefore who is as good as not having the knowledge, such a person, ayuktena manasa saha, again being endowed with the disintegrated mind. Ayuktam manaha means, yuktam manaha is the integrated mind. Ayuktena manasa, the mind which is not in alignment with the action and the thought, the action and the speech, or the mind which is completely disintegrated. Hacha persons, tasya, indriyani avashyani. Hacha person sense organs also will be completely indisciplined. That they will be like, they are like the dushta ashwaha. They are like the uncontrolled horses. Uncontrolled, unruly horses for a charioteer. Which means the charioteer or the owner of the house, owner of the chariot, who's sitting in the back seat and who is driven by this worst driver, can never reach his destination. So also, the spiritual journey of a person also will be a difficult journey, that he will continue to be in samsara. He can never reach his destination of jnanam or mokshaha. That is important teaching of this fifth mantra, which you have already seen. We also completed the bhashyam. Do you remember that? Have we completed the bhashyam? Okay. Now you are seeing the sixth mantra. So what has been said before is repeated in a diagonally opposite meaning. It means if a person has, of course, everyone has this vijnanam. If a person makes the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong by using his free will, whoever is making use of the free will definitely must be making use of his knowledge of right and wrong. If a person goes against dharma, he is abusing his will. The user of free will is the one who makes the best use of knowledge of right and wrong. He is vijnanavan. If a person makes use of his knowledge of right and wrong and the free will, what will be the consequence? Naturally, he can have mastery over his mind. See, if the intellect in terms of knowledge of right and wrong is not used properly, then he is called a kripanaha karmi. Why? Bhagavan has blessed us with the knowledge, but we are not using it. You are a miser. You are a stingy person. You are not generously using knowledge given to you. Understand? Kripanaha karmi. So the kripanaha alone was discussed in the previous mantra. Now, in this mantra, it is said, your person is not a karmi kripanaha. Who can be he? He must be the karma yogi. So indirectly, karma yogi is discussed in the sixth mantra. Karmi is discussed in the fifth mantra. Karmi, karma yogi. Karmi is also known as kripanaha. The one who makes the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong, thereby one who makes use of his willpower, is the one who has mastery over his thoughts. The one who has mastery over his emotions, desires, likes and dislikes, anger, all emotions. The person who has mastery over his emotions is the one. Why you can't hear? Who cannot hear? who cannot hear?
We can hear you okay, Swamiji, I think.
Okay. So, here, a karma yogi is discussed in the sixth mantra. A person has mastery over his ways of thinking, his thoughts, emotions. Having mastery means what? Not absolute mastery, not total mastery, relative mastery. If a person is able to refrain himself from the wrong actions, even if he wants to do the wrong action, even if a person has a desire to do the wrong action, or desire to do, accomplish something by doing wrong action, a person is capable of refraining from the wrong action. Even if the person wants to do or not, he does it if he is right. If he does not do it, if it is wrong, then we can say he has mastery over his likes and dislikes. He has mastery over his anger. So certain degree of mastery. How is it possible? Because this person is committed to live a life of dharma. He cannot do anything which is wrong. Anything which is against universal values. That is why it is very, very important to be prayerful. Please understand. If people should not, who study Shastram, should not ignore prayer. Even though we know ultimately that we are awaiting, our devotion, our bhakti, our worship, our prayer should culminate in the vision of Advaita Jnanam. For this Jnanam, for the understanding to become assimilated, it's very important to strictly live a life of values, for which we need tremendous strength. It's not easy. So one must be sincerely, genuinely, intensely, fervently pray to Bhagavan always to bless us with the strength to live consciously a life of dharma. Only by living consciously a life of values, we can have relative mastery over our ways of thinking. That's why who can? The one first one can be a Vijnanavan Purushaha. Vijnanavan is the one who is making the best use of the knowledge of right and wrong Bhagavan has blessed him with. Thereby one who makes the best use of his willpower. Thereby who consciously chooses to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. Thereby who has mastery over his thoughts, ways of thinking, emotions. Therefore, the person who has relative mastery is said to be endowed with what? Yuktena manasa bhavati. He always is endowed with the integrated mind. Tasya, for him, indriyani vashyani. Only for such a person, all the sense organs are vashyani, means all sense organs will be under his control, which means he has perfect dhamaha. No sense organ can ever drag the attention towards the sense object. The sense organs can perceive the objects, can see the, like, illumine the objects. They can report to the mind, but they cannot do anything more than that. So, tasya indriyani vashyani. And though such indriyani, such sense organs are sadashvaha iva sarathehe. They are like very well-trained, well-driven horses of an expert driver, expert charioteer. Sarathehe sadashvaha iva. The sense organs will be like well-trained, well-disciplined horses of an expert charioteer. That they will drag the chariot in the direction the charioteer sends them, so that the person can reach the goal, reach the destination, enjoy the benefit of the journey also. The journey will be completed. Life will be meaningful. That is the sixth mantra. We have We have seen the Bhashyam also. Have we? Okay. Very little, very small, tiny Bhashyam. Now, we are entering into the seventh mantra today. We have come to today's class. It's all right. Come to today's class. See, there is Anvaya Vyatireka method. What is Anvaya Vyatireka method? If a person does not have mastery over his mind and sense organs, if a person does not make use of his knowledge of right and wrong, and does not make use of his will, he'll end up abusing his will. Thereby, he cannot have mastery over his mind. Once he does not have mastery over his thinking, the thoughts, he cannot have mastery over his sense organs also. Thereby, the spiritual journey will be endless. He cannot reach the destination. If a person follows dharma, if he makes the best use of knowledge of right and wrong, if he makes use of his willpower, if he has mastery over his thoughts, he can have mastery over his sense organs also. Thereby, his spiritual journey will come to an end. He can reach the destination in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So what will be the consequence? This is called, if you live a life of dharma, this will be the consequence. If you do not follow, if you do not have mastery over your mind and sense organs, this will be the consequence. Okay? That if with the condition or situation is discussed, the method is called Anvaya Vyatireka. So, this Anvaya Vyatireka method was used. Used means what? The consequences of following dharma, using also knowledge of right and wrong, using one's willpower, thereby having mastery over mind and sense organs, and not having the mastery, the consequence of not having the mastery over one's mind and sense organs, also was discussed through this Anvaya Vyatireka method and using the chariot imagery. Suppose, now in the following mantras, we are going to see, if a person makes use of his knowledge of right and wrong, he can make use of his willpower, he surrenders his will to Bhagavan of Dharma, because he follows strictly Dharma, thereby he, if a person has mastery over his mind and sense organs, then he is a Karma Yogi. And Karma Yogi, so what will be the consequence of being a Karma Yogi? Or what will happen to the intellect of a Karma Yogi? What will happen to the intellect of a Karmi? What will be the consequence of living a life of Karma Yoga? What is the consequence of simply living one's life as a Kripanaha or Karmi? The consequence of being a Karma Yogi and being a Karmi is discussed here in the form of the consequences of the intellects of the consequences in terms of the condition of the intellect of the Karma Yogi and a Karmi in these following verses. Okay. We in fourfold for qualifications, Tattva Bodha understood. The first qualification, you know, Vivekaha, then Vairagyam, Shamadha Shatka Sampattihi. The third qualification, Shamadha Shatka Sampattihi, means the six disciplines being endowed, the six disciplines itself is said to be being endowed with the wealth. If somebody has those disciplines, And the person already he has disciplines. He's already disciplined. He need not practice the discipline. He has already become disciplined. Means, and he has the discipline means he's endowed with the wealth. It's a great achievement. See, having disciplines, being disciplined, having the discipline itself is an achievement. Therefore, it is said to be a wealth. Why? Because if you have the, if you are disciplined already, if you master your mind and sense organs, my God, it is very easy for a person to attain jnanam, to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Even if a person attains jnanam, he cannot enjoy the benefit of jnanam unless and until he has mastery over his mind and sense organs. Unless and until he has mental and sensory discipline. Therefore, is sampatti. Oh, having disciplines means having some wealth. It's as well as having a great wealth. Okay, now we're going to see the consequence of living one's life as a karma yogi and consequence of living one's life as a karmi or kripanaha. Okay. Saptamaha mantraha. Pratamodhyaye Trityavalyam Saptamaha mantraha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, we know very well, karma yogi will definitely, effortlessly, easily will become qualified for the jnanam, will attain jnanam, thereby he will be able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam also. Whereas kripanaha will not be able to attain jnanam. Even if he attains jnanam, he will not be able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam at all. Therefore, he will be as good as ignorant only. Thereby he will continue to be in samsara forever. Okay, let us see here. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the seventh mantra. How does he introduce? Can I go ahead? Okay. Tasya purvoktasya avijnanavataha buddhi saratehe idam phalam aha idam phalam aha. Upanishad says or said presented this benefit, idam phalam. This is the benefit revealed by the Upanishad. For whom? Buddhi saratehe. This is the benefit. This will be the fruit of the charioteer who is our intellect. This will be the benefit, fruit of the intellect who is likened to a charioteer. And which intellect here? Avijnanavataha buddhisarathehe. The intellect which does not have knowledge of right and wrong. I shouldn't say that. Every intellect has like the knowledge of right and wrong. The person whose intellect is not used properly, whose buddhi is not used, whose knowledge of right and wrong is not used, his intellect is said to be devoid of this discriminative understanding. The person who does not make use of his knowledge of right and wrong, does not make use of his intellect, is said to be devoid of discriminative knowledge. So the consequence of having the intellect which is devoid of knowledge of right and wrong is discussed in the following mantra. Okay. And this already avijnanavati buddhihi. Avijnanavan புத்தி சாரதி அவிஞானவதி புத்திஹி அவிஞானவான் புத்தி சாரதிஹி. பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட், அவிஞானவான் புத்தி சாரதிஹி. சாரதிஹி இஸ் அ புல்லிங்க சப்தம், புத்திஹி இஸ் ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்தம். அவிஞானவதி புத்திஹி அவிஞானவான் புத்தி சாரதிஹி. ஓகே, பூர்வோக்தஸ்ய அவிஞானவத புத்திசாரதேக இடம் பலம் ஆக. சோ த இன்டலெக்ட் விச் இஸ் லைக்கன் டு சாரியட்டியர் ஆஃப் சாரியட்டியர் ஐ விச் இஸ் டிவார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஜர் ரைட் அண்ட் ராங் which has been discussed in the previous mantra, and the consequence, the consequence of that intellect is presented by this Upanishad here. Okay, yas tva vijna, I'm reading the mantra now. Yas tva vijnanavan bhavatya manaska sada suchihi. Let me read without breaking the sandhi. Yas tva vijnanavan bhavatyamanaska sada shuchihi. Yas tva vijnanavan bhavatyamanaska sada shuchihi. Nasa tatpadamapnoti samsarañcadhi gacchati. Yas tva vijnanavan bhavatyamanaska sada shuchihi. யஸ்த்வவிஜ்ஞானவான்பவத்யமனஸ்கஸ்ஸதாஶுசிஹி நசதத்பதமாப்னோதி சம்சாரம் சாதிகச்சதி. யஸ்த்வவிஜ்ஞானவான்பவத்யமனஸ்கஸ்ஸதாஶுசிஹி நசதத்பதமாப்னோதி சம்சாரம் சாதிகச்சதி. இட்ஸ் ஓகே. யஹ து அவிஞானவான் பவதி, யஹது அவிஞானவான் பவதி, அமனஸ்கஹ பவதி, சதா சுசிஹி பவதி, சதா அசுசிஹி, சதா அசுசிஹி பவதி. பவதி ஷுட் கோ வித் ஆல் திஸ். யஹது அவிஞானவான் பவதி, அமனஸ்கஹ சதா அசுசிஹி. பவதி லாஸ்ட் யஹ அவிஞானவான் கமா அமனஸ்கஹ கமா சதா அசுசிஹி பவதி சஹ தத் பதம் ந ஆப்னோதி. சஹ தத் பதம் ந ஆப்னோதி சம்சாரஞ்ச அதிகச்சதி. So what he will not attain, what he will attain, that is said here. Who? That intellect. Intellect itself, no, intellect, the person who is endowed with the intellect will not attain tat padam na apnoti. He will not attain that ultimate goal of moksha, ultimate goal of jnanam. Instead, he will not attain moksha. Samsarancha adhigacchati. He attains samsara. Means what? He will continue to be in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths known as transmigratory life. He will continue to be in life of transmigration. சம்சாரஞ்ச அதிகச்சதி தத் பதம் ந ஆப்னோதி சஹ. தட் பர்சன் டஸ் நாட் அட்டைன் தட் அப்சல்யூட் கோல் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஞானம், அதர்வைஸ் மோக்ஷஹ. விச் பர்சன்? தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் இன்டெலெக்ட் விச் இஸ் லைக்கன் டு அ சாரியட்டியர் இஸ் devoid of nudge of right and wrong. What does it mean? No. The person who does not make use of Hajjav right and wrong, is said to be endowed with an intellect which is devoid of Hajjav right and wrong. And Amanaskaha, so Avijnanavan, Amanaskaha, Anaskaha. See, Manaskaha means what? The one who has the mind is Manaskaha. Yasya Manaha Asti Saha Manaskaha. Yasya Manaha Nasti Saha Amanaskaha. There cannot be a person who does not have a mind. So here, the word Amanaskaha literally means the mindless person. But here it does not mean a mindless person. The person who does not have mastery over his mind, the one who is slave of his mind, is said to be Amanaskaha. The person who does not have mastery over his mind means what? The mind which is not disciplined. If a person does not have, if the mind is not under the control of the intellect, the mind, the person becomes a slave of his emotions, no master over his desires. If a person's actions are dictated by his own personal thoughts, personal likes and dislikes, personal emotions, the person's actions are not determined by his knowledge of right and wrong, then definitely that person is said to be a slave of his mind. The person who is slave of his mind is said to be having indisciplined mind. Okay? The enslaving mind is an indisciplined mind. Enslaving mind. Is an indisciplined mind, which means the thoughts which rise in the mind are not managed by one's knowledge of right and wrong, one's own intellect. They're not governed by one's knowledge of right and wrong. Thoughts can arise. It is nothing wrong in having the thoughts because they're natural. Desires are very natural. Likes and dislikes are very natural. However strong likes and dislikes they are, still very natural. Anger, jealousy, hatred, anxiety are all very natural. But all those thoughts which constitute the mind, the emotions which rise, they must be governed by the knowledge of right and wrong. Then that mind is a disciplined mind. The knowledge of right and wrong, does one's viveka, one's buddhi does not determine the thoughts, means the thoughts the mind, enslaving mind, an indisciplined mind. So he says, Amanaskaha. Amanaskaha, the person whose mind is enslaving, indisciplined mind, which is not under the control of one knowledge of right and wrong. Sada ashuchihi bhavati. Helplessly, he becomes an unclean person. Ashuchihi means unclean. Impure. Ashuchihi. Why? Because all the time one's actions being dictated by one's mind, one's own thoughts, the values do not become followed. So a person goes against dharma. Therefore, he is ashuchihi. Impure. He becomes impure minded. enslaving mind is an impure mind. The person who has impure mind, the enslaving mind, is an impure person. Impure minded is an impure person also. Such a person, saha, tatpadam na apnoti. Of course, he does not attain that absolute goal of jnanam, the moksha in him of jnanam. Instead, samsarancha adhigacchati. He will continue to be in samsara forever. Okay. Let us read the Bhashyam now. Yahatu. Very, very basic kindergarten lessons only you are understanding here. But still we are understanding how Upanishad teachings are reproduced in Bhagavad Gita. We can understand later on. Yastu avijnanavan bhavati. Yastu avijnanavan bhavati. Amanasko pragrihta manaskaha. Okay. Shankaracharya does not comment upon the first word. Avijnanavan bhavati. The one who does not make use of knowledge of right and wrong, one who does not make the best use of his intellect, one who does not make use of his willpower, is said to be having the intellect which is devoid of discriminative knowledge. Such a person, what happens to him? He says, amanaskaha. What would amanaskaha mean? Apragrihita manaskaha. Amanaskaha literally means mindless person, but it means what? Apragrihita manaskaha. Grihita manaskaha. Grihitam manaha yasya. Grihitam manaha yasya sa grihita manaskaha. Prakarshena grihitam manaha yasya saha pragrihita manaskaha. Prakarshena grihitam manaha yasya saha pragrihita manaskaha. The person whose mind is very well thoughtfully, prudently determined, held under control by one's knowledge of right and wrong is said to be pragrihita manaskaha. Whereas the one whose mind is not, one whose thoughts, desires, likes and dislikes, anger, jealousy, hatred, etc. The thoughts, one whose thoughts are not determined by one's knowledge of right and wrong, one whose desires and anger are completely determined by one's own likes and dislikes. They're not determined by one's likes, knowledge of right and wrong. Is apragrihita manaskaha. The indisciplined minded, enslaved minded, is apragrihita manaskaha. Saha. Therefore, what happens? Eva ashuchihi sada eva. Therefore, he is always unclean, impure minded, unclean person, not a clean person. He is unclean, ashuchihi, impure person. Okay. No. Nasa rathi, na saha rathi. Rathi means what here? Rathi is the owner of the chariot. Not sarathi here, rathi. Tat purvoktam aksharam yat parampadam na apnoti. Saharathi, that owner of the chariot, that person does not attain that exalted end, absolute end, ultimate goal, which has been mentioned earlier as aksharam, imperishable goal, imperishable end. Aksharam, yat aksharam, purvoktam aksharam, yat parampadam, tat sahana apnoti saharathi. Rathi, that owner of the chariot, whose intellect is devoid of knowledge of right and wrong, whose mind is indisciplined, such a charioteer does not attain that absolute end, ultimate goal, which has been mentioned previously as imperishable goal, aksharam padam. Tena sarathina. With the, now, having such charioteer, having such an intellect, the chariot here, the owner of the chariot, having such a charioteer, who does not have knowledge of right and wrong, does not reach the ultimate goal, absolute end, which was mentioned before as aksharam padam, imperishable goal. Tena sarathina, through that charioteer, the help of the charioteer, he cannot, such a charioteer, he cannot attain the goal. If the owner of the chariot has attained the goal, and he must have an expert charioteer, and the expert charioteer is the one who has, who can manage his reins well, thereby who can manage his horses also well. So similarly here, the person is, who is on a spiritual journey, who has to reach the goal of jnanam in the form of moksha of jnanam, and he must have mastery over his mind and sense organs, for which his intellect must be made used properly, knowledge of right and wrong must be used properly, his willpower must be used properly, so that he can have mastery over his mind and sense organs. He can have shamaha and tamaha. So he cannot reach. Okay. Saharati, na saharati, tat purvoktam aksharam, yat parampadam apnoti, na apnoti, saharati. Rati is nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Nakarantaha pullinga ratinna shabdaha. Pratama bhakto rati iti rupam. Saharati, that owner of the chariot, purvoktam aksharam, yet parampadam, that absolute and ultimate goal, which was mentioned previously as aksha, imperishable goal, that goal he does not attain with the help of such a charioteer, through that charioteer. Means what? Having such an intellect, he cannot reach his goal. Okay. Na kevalam kaivalyam na apnoti. Na kevalam kaivalyam na apnoti samsaram cha janma marana lakshanam adigachati. Na kevalam samsaram kaivalyam na apnoti. Kaivalyam means oneness. I told you already, kevalam means only. Kevalam is an indeclinable word, which means only, an adverb. Kaivalyam is a noun, oneness. Oneness, the word literally means oneness, but implied meaning is moksha. Direct meaning is oneness. Implied meaning is freedom, moksha, absolute end goal. Na kevalam, not only he does not attain moksha. Na kevalam kaivalyam na apnoti, not only does he not attain moksha, knowledge of oneness of the truth, if he doesn't attain moksha, is okay. Instead, what happens? Samsaram cha janma marana lakshanam adhigachati. He attains samsara. Kamsara in the form of beginningless, endless. Samsara in the form of what? Having birth and death. He attains the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. attain samsara. Janma marana laksham adhigacchati. He attains samsara, the cycle, in the form of births and deaths. Any question here? Can I go to the next one? Very, very simple. Can I go ahead? Eighth mantra. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati samanaskasada shuchihi satu tatpadamapnoti tasmad bhuyo na jayate. In the previous mantra, you already understood the vyatireka, anuvyatireka method, the logic. It's again used here, as it was mentioned earlier. If a person has mastery over his intellect, mastery over his mind and sense organs, then naturally he can live. He can attain jnanam. I tell you repeatedly, there's no way of having mastery over one's emotions. And there's no way of having mastery over one's sense organs without making the best use of one's discriminative knowledge of right and wrong. Bhagavan has blessed everyone with this basic knowledge of right and wrong. What is the knowledge of right and wrong? My behavior must be in keeping with what I expect from others in terms of behavior. If I do not want to be cheated, then I should not cheat others. If I do not want to be hurt, I should not hurt others. If I do not want to be offended, I should not offend others. I don't want my things to be stolen, robbed away, I should not steal others' things. I want my possessions to be as my own. I want to have my own possessions. That means others should not own my possessions, means I should not think of owning others' possessions. I don't want my things to be stolen, I should not steal others' things. So I know how others should behave with me. So what my behavior, whatever I say, whatever I write, whatever I text, whatever I do must be in keeping with what I expect from others in terms of behavior. Okay, this is what then. So that's why these are said to be universal values. Why? These values, always valued universally by people of all times, all places and all cultures. Universal values. So, making this knowledge of right and wrong, everyone has. And if a person makes the best use of knowledge of right and wrong, and his intellect is said to be having knowledge of right and wrong. If a person does not make a knowledge of right and wrong, he is said to be devoid of the knowledge of right and wrong. And who is the one who makes the best use of knowledge of right and wrong? He is the one who uses his willpower. Who is the one who uses his willpower? The one who lives his life consciously of dharma, universal values. The person who strictly lives a life of universal values alone is said to be making the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong. Thereby said to be having the viveka. Thereby who is said to be making the best use of his willpower. And he is said to be, and he alone can have mastery over his thoughts. all emotions. Thereby, his actions will not be dictated by his likes and dislikes. His actions also will be in conformity with dharma. Actions will be governed by Ajya, right and wrong. Ajya person's will becomes surrendered to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. And then he can have mastery over his sense organs also. Ajya person is called karma yogi. And so he is yahyahatu vijnanavan bhavati. Ajya person said to be having the intellect, having knowledge of right and wrong. He has mastery over his ways of thinking and thoughts. Therefore, he has enslaved mind. Not enslaving mind, enslaved mind. Which means the one whose mind has been disciplined. Samanaskaha. Samanaskaha means what? Not Samanaskaha means one who is endowed with the disciplined mind. Such a person, the disciplined minded is the one whose thoughts are always governed by knowledge of right and wrong. Thereby, one whose actions never transgress universal values knowingly, consciously. Therefore, he is a person of clean character. He is a clean person. Clean, shuchihi, he is a pure person. Sada shuchihi. Such a person, sahatu, tatpadam apnoti. He definitely attains, he becomes qualified for the attainment of jnana. He will be blessed with adequate mental purification, mental steadiness. He will be blessed all qualifications he has for attaining jnana. Thereby he attains that absolute end, ultimate goal called moksha in the form of jnana. As a result of which, bhuyaha na jayate. When a person attains jnana, he lives as a jivan mukta. When the paramita gets exhausted, after leaving his physical body, a person's mind will be resolved for good that he is not born again. He does not become born again. Bhuyaha na jayate. He will not be born again. He'll attain videha mukti also. He'll attain jivan mukti and attain videha mukti also. Okay. You understand the meaning? We'll see now. Yahatu vijnanavan bhavati. Thereby, yaha samanaskaha bhavati. Sada shuchihi bhavati. These go together. A person of clean character. A person of clean character means not a person, a clean person. A pure person is the one who surrendered his will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. Thereby he has mastery over his mind and sense organs. Because he always makes the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong. So, saha samanaskaha sada shuchihi. Saha ratihi. Saha ratihi. See, ratihi ikaranta pullinga shabda. Rati nakaranta pullinga shabda. Mean the same. Yasya rataha asti saha ratihi. The one who owns the chariot, owner of the chariot is ratihi or rati. Ratihi is a pullinga shabdaha, the ikaranta shabdaha. Rati is an akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Anyway, saha ratihi or rati, that chariot owner, tat padam apnoti. Yes, mat. As a result of which, bhuyaha na jayate, he is not born again. Why? His sukshma will be resolved for good. Sushma cannot survive anymore because it's already free while living. The Partha gets exhausted. When the person is born, he is not born again. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Yastu dvitiyo. Yastu dvitiyah. See, the two people, Pratamaha and Dvitiyaha. Pratamaha is the one whose charioteer is not the first chariot owner. Pratamaha Rati, Dvitiyaha Rati. The two owners of the chariots. Two owners of the respective chariots. The first owner of the chariot does not have an expert driver, expert charioteer. Which means the intellect of a charioteer does not have discriminating knowledge. Which means knowledge is not used. Your will is also abused. Your what happened? He is amanaskaha. He becomes indisciplined minded. So he has the master, no master over his sense organs also. Whereas here, dvitiyaha, the second owner of the chariot. Second owner of another chariot. He is vijnanavan. He has the intellect which has knowledge of right and wrong. Meaning his whose intellect knowledge of right and wrong is used. So vijnanavat sarathihi. Vijnanavat sarathihi. Vijnanavat sarathyupetaha. Vijnanavat sarathyupetaha rathi. Means what? Vijnanavat sarathyupetaha rathi means rathi, the chariot owner who is endowed with the charioteer who has vijnanam. Okay, the chariot owner having the charioteer, chariot driver, who has discriminative knowledge. So here, the spiritual seeker, who is endowed with the intellect, which has knowledge of right and wrong, thereby which is being used properly, where the will also is used properly. Vijnanavat sarathyupetaha rathi vidwan it etatyuktamanaha samanaskaha. Yuktamanaha means integrated minded. Samanaskaha means what? The person of disciplined mind. The disciplined minded person. Saha tata eva sada shuchihi. See, one can be a person, a pure person, a clean person, a person of clean, transparent, clean, pure person. Only if a person is disciplined minded. Disciplined minded means what? Whatever desires come, whatever emotions rise in his mind, his actions will not reflect those emotions. His actions will be completely determined by his knowledge of right and wrong. His actions will not be dictated by his likes and dislikes, his thoughts. Therefore, such a person Shuchihi, sada shuchihi. Sahatu, that person, tat padam apnoti. He attains that absolute goal of jnanam mokshaha. Yasmat aptat padat. And from that absolute goal in terms of jnanam, from that the absolute goal attained, from the goal, absolute goal which has been attained, from that अप्रच्युतः सन् अप्रच्युतः सन् भूयः पुनः न जायते संसारे. यस्मात् आप्तात् पदात् अप्रच्युतः विदाउट स्लिपिंग अवे as the one who does not slip away from that jnanam, the moksha which has been attained, he is not born again into this world of samsara. Samsare punaha na jayate. He is not born again in this life of transmigration. This beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, is not born again. Why? Because it does not slip away from his jnanam. Aprachyutaha. Chyutaha, prachyutaha means one who has slipped away. So without having slipped away from his clear vision of his nature, of being free, he is not born again. See here, aprachyutaha. Why? Prachyutaha means one who slips away. See, moksha is one's own essential nature. Having discovered one's moksha nature, moksha being one's own nature, one cannot lose it. As the one who does not lose one's moksha, any goal you attain in life, you will lose. But moksha is the only goal which you will not lose. Why? Because it is your nature. Before, when you are ignorant, you do not know your swarupam. Once you discover swarupam, when you are ignorant of your swarupam also, you are free. But you are ignorant. After attaining the jnanam of your essential nature also, you are free. So freedom is your nature. Once you discover your freedom, once you discover the freedom being as your own nature, then you will not lose it. Like the intrinsic property of the fire will never be lost because intrinsic, everlasting nature. So mokshaha, freedom is the swarupam of every individual. Freedom is your swarupam. So this person, having attained that absolute end in terms of moksha in of jnanam, moksha being one's own freedom, aprachyutaha, as the one who does not lose his swarupam, will not be born again. Punaha na bajayate. He is not born again into this life of transmigration. He will not be born again. Punaha samsare na jayate. Katam aprachyutaha san. Remaining as the one who does not lose sight of his swarupam. As the one who does not slip away from his nature of being free, he will not be born again. Okay. Have you got it now? Do you have any question here? See, the word Bhagavan is called Achyuta. Know why? Chyuta means slipped. Achyuta. Prachyuta. Prachyuta. Chuta mean the same. Aprachyuta, achyuta mean the same. So here, aprachyutaha san. San remaining as the one who does not slip away from his nature of being free. He is not born again into this life of transmigration. Unaha samsare na jayate. So, what is the idea here? Very, very, very important for us to take care of our mind and sense organs. One must pay great attention, tremendous attention to one's mind. One must look after, take care of one's mental wellness. Mind, I tell you, taking care of one's mind means not by doing something. Consciously, consistently, constantly, one must make the best use of one knowledge of right and wrong. Or maybe because the willpower, one must seek Bhagavan's grace. Repeatedly, we must pray to Bhagavan to bless us with a strong will, that we make the best use of the willpower, that we make use of the right knowledge of right and wrong, so that our emotions can be well managed. Our actions will not be dictated by our thoughts. Our actions will be governed by our knowledge of right and wrong, so that we will have mastery over our thoughts. We can have mastery over our sense organs also. That is how we can become emotionally stable. That is how you can become intellectually sharper also. That is how we can effortlessly attain jnanam. That vairagyam also is possible. Viveka also will become strengthened. Vairagyam is possible. So that we will not be chased away by our own emotions. So we can, if it's possible for us to focus, understand, meditate upon our Swarupam, you can assimilate our Swarupam and attain Jivan Mukti, then you can attain Videha Mukti also. So attainment of Videha Mukti, Jivan Mukti is very, very easy. But what is difficult is what? Having mastery over one's own mind and sense organs. Even having mastery so our sense organs is easy. The very difficult is having mastery over one's own mind. The desires, the thoughts will easily make us go against dharma. Desires will always make us go against dharma. Even the slightest degree of going against dharma will obstruct our growth. That is why to manage our thoughts, no way. We have to use our willpower, have to use object right and wrong, and we must see that all our actions are in conformity with the values. That is how we can become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. We can attain jnanam. See, even attaining jnanam will be easy, but enjoying the benefit of knowledge will be impossible unless we have very, very clean mind. We become clean people. Shuchi, shuchayaha bhuyama, bhavema. Shuchihi bhuyasam. Shuchayaha bhavema. You have to become very clean. That is why For this cleansing alone, we say every time we drink water, Om Achyutaya Namaha, Om Anantaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. Why? Before eating food, we cleanse the food, sanctify the food. Before eating, we cleanse. Before drinking water, we cleanse. Before, every day when you're bathing, we say Gange Chamune Chaiva, we say bathe. Why? Ultimately, we clean the water, we want to sanctify the water before we bathe by invoking the grace of all the rivers. Before eating, we chant Brahmarpanam or Krishnarpanam, not to cleanse the food we eat. Before drinking water, we say Achyutaya Namaha, Anantaya Namaha. Before we take anything, we try to clean everything by uttering Bhagavan Nama, because ultimately what? We must have the strong will. We must make the knowledge of right and wrong. We must try to live a life of dharma. That is how the food we eat, the water we drink, that everything must contribute for our emotional cleansing. So that we'll have mastered our thoughts, mastered our sense organs, our actions will be in conformity with dharma, we'll be clean people. That is why the clean, now cleansing is for what? For antakarna shuddhi. Antakarna shuddhi means what? Okay. Being clean means having mastery over our emotions. So that the impurities will be managed. Okay. Ninth mantra. Now, repeatedly was said, tat padam, tat padam, tat padam. Tat padam prapnoti, tat padam na prapnoti. So, karma yogi attains that absolute goal. Karmi does not attain the absolute goal. Who does not, karmi who does not attain the absolute goal will continue to be in samsara. The karma yogi who attains the absolute goal will not be born again, will not come back to samsara. We understood the consequences of having mastery over one's mind and sense organs by making the best of our intellect. We understood. But what is that absolute goal? What is that ultimate end? What is the ultimate end? Attaining which one will not be born again. Accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. What is that ultimate goal? What is that absolute end? What is that absolute end in terms of called moksha? In terms of jnanam. What is jnanam? What is moksha? What is the absolute goal? What is that ultimate end? Accomplishing which the journey, the spiritual journey will come to an end. That is discussed in this mantra. Okay. Kam tat padam ityah. What is that ultimate goal a person will attain if he makes the best use of his knowledge of right and wrong? If a person surrenders his will to Bhagavan Divam of Dharma, if he makes use of his willpower, if a person lives strictly a life of universal values, a person follows values, and thereby if he has a mastery over his thoughts and sense organs, what is that end the person will attain? Kam tat padam ityaha. Now the goal, the absolute end, the ultimate goal is discussed in this ninth mantra. Vijnana sarathir yastu manav pragrahavan naraham. Vijnana sarathir yastu manav pragrahavan naraham. Sodhvanav paramapnoti. Sodhvanav paramapnoti. Tadvishnov paramam padam. Vijnana sarathir yastu manav pragrahavan naraham. Manav pragrahavan naraham. Sodhvanav paramapnoti. Tadvishnov paramam padam. Vijnana sarathihi yaha tu manav pragrahavan naraha saha advanaha param apnoti tad vishnoho paramam padam. I am simply breaking the words here. Vijnana sarathihi, first word. Yaha, second word. Tu, third. Manav pragrahavan. Manav pragrahavan, one word. Naraha, saha, adhvanaha, param, apnoti, तद विष्णोः परमं पदम्. ओके, वी सी हियर आप्नोति. आप्नोति इज द वर्ब. टेक द वर्ड वाप्नोति, यू कैन से आप्नोति अटेन्स रीचेस. Reaches what? Attains what? Param. Param apnoti. Kim. Kim apnoti. Kam apnoti. Kim apnoti. Attains what? Param apnoti. Param means what? Param literally means shore. One meaning is shore. समुद्रस्य पारम, अदर साइड ऑफ द ओशन. नद्याः पारम, अदर साइड ऑफ द रिवर. अद्वनः पारम मीन्स व्हाट? सो द रोड, ना अदर साइड ऑफ द रोड, एंड ऑफ द रोड, अदर एंड ऑफ द रोड. रोड बिगिन समवेयर, रोड हैज टू एंड समवेयर. Okay, adhanaha param. But here, adva, adva, nakarantaha shabda. Naka adhvanni shabdaha. Namaka adva. So adhvanaha, off the road, param, the end of the road. End of the road, end of the road means what? End of the journey. अध्वनः पारम आप्नोति. किम आप्नोति? अध्वनः पारम आप्नोति. अ पर्सन अटेन्स रीचेस द एंड ऑफ द जर्नी, द फाइनल डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ द जर्नी. सो फाइनल डेस्टिनेशन इंप्लीज प्लीज टेक इट, नेवर एवर टेक इट अ सब्जेक्ट. Destination really. It's not a place. When you talk about the destination, I try to use the word end because don't take it as a place, location. A person accomplishes the goal. Advanaha param apnoti means a person puts an end to this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. That is how he accomplishes, attains the spiritual end, spiritual goal. Attaining the spiritual goal in terms of moksha, in the form of jnanam, is said to be what? A teaching, attaining the final end of the spiritual journey. The final destination of the spiritual journey. Adhvanaha param apnoti. Kaha apnoti? सह अध्वनः पारम आप्नोति. कः आप्नोति? सह अध्वनः सह आप्नोति. दैट पर्सन अटेन्स रीचेस द फाइनल डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल जर्नी इन टर्म्स ऑफ मोक्ष. द पर्सन अकॉम्प्लिशेस द मोक्ष in terms of jnanam. That person attains the end, final destination of the spiritual journey. And that end alone is what now? Absolute end, paramam padam. There is no greater end, greater accomplishment, greater goal than that end. That is the greatest. Therefore, paramam padam. Exalted end, exalted goal, paramam padam. And that goal, what now? Vishnoho paramam padam. Here Vishnuhu means what? Vishnuhu is a pullinga shabda, but still it is used as a word describing the absolute reality itself. Why reality is called Vishnuhu? The reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. సర్వం వ్యాప్నోతి ఇతి విష్ణు సర్వ వ్యాపకత్వాత్ విష్ణు. హియర్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ విష్ణు. విష్ణోహో పరమం పదం, దట్ పర్సన్ అకాంప్లిషెస్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ గోల్ ఇన్ మోక్ష ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. హీ రీచెస్ ది ఫైనల్ డెస్టినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ జర్నీ, విచ్ ఈస్ సెట్ టు బి ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ, ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మ. పరమం పదం ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ ఎండ్. హియర్ యు టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ వాట్ ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మ, meant by the word Vishnu. So what is the goal? The person attains the goal, which is the nothing but the exalted nature of the absolute reality Brahma, meant by the word Vishnu here. Tad Vishnu paramam padam advanaha param saha apnoti. That person attains the final destination of the spiritual journey, which is nothing but the exalted nature of the all-pervasive reality, Brahma, meant by the word Brahma. Okay? Who is that person? Who is that person? Kidrushaha saha. Saha naraha. That person, saha naraha. విజ్ఞానసారథి యహ యహ నరః విజ్ఞ తు విజ్ఞానసారథి. దట్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ యహ నరః, దట్ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్, ద ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ ద హూ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ డ్రైవర్. Vijnanasarathi, who's endowed with the intellect, which has discriminative knowledge, and who makes the best use of discriminative knowledge, is said to be Vijnanasarathi, who's endowed with the intellect which is likened to a sarathi, which has discriminative knowledge. Thereby, Manah Pragrahavan, thereby the one who has highly disciplined Pragrahavan Manaha, disciplined mind. Pragraha means, Pragraha also means what? Rains. Manah Pragrahavan. One who has, the person who has intellect with the discriminative knowledge as the charioteer, and also who has the disciplined mind as the reins, manapragrahavan, saha, that person alone, విష్ణోహో తద్ విష్ణోహో పరమం పదం అధ్వనః పారం ఆప్నోతి. సింపుల్. ఇఫ్ యు మేక్ ద బెస్ట్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ అండ్ యూ యూస్ ఇన్ విల్ పవర్, విల్ ఇస్ అండర్ టు భగవాన్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, యు ఆర్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ లివింగ్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ యువర్ థాట్స్, వేస్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్, ఆల్ ఇమోషన్స్. Then you can easily have mastered your sense organs. Then you have, very effortlessly you can reach the spiritual, you can put end to your spiritual journey, you can attain the spiritual destination. Nama of moksha, which is nothing but exalted nature of the absolute reality, meant by the word Vishnu here. This is the literal meaning. Okay, I'm going to stop now. The Bhashyam we'll see tomorrow. Is it all right? Any questions? Very, very simple kindergarten lessons now. Nothing difficult. Very, very basic. But still, I want you to appreciate how Upanishad emphasizes the importance of living a clean life of dharma. See, how many of our times you, that's what that japa, this japa, chanting, going to temples, running, you know, grip pradakshinam, all that hard work, everything is ultimately to have mastery over your mind. You know that? All efforts are ultimately to have mastery over your mind. That is why everyday prayer is important. We must definitely intensely pray to Bhagavan to bless with all strength to be able to make the best use of willpower. The strong will you must have, that you must be able to live life dharma. Understand? We are not doing adharma all the time, but sometimes, always we are good only. Sometimes we don't know how we are doing wrong things. That's why prayer is very important. Okay. If Purusharthanishtha is there, very, very easy. So we'll continue the Bhashyam tomorrow. Is it all right? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.